2 months in Adelaide. The Adelaide Church, with a membership of more than 100, was second in size only to the Melbourne Church. Early in the plans for Australia, Ellen White was to visit Adelaide.
The pastor, W. D. Curtis, now returned to the homeland, had engaged in preaching, but neglected personal visiting, and the church was suffering.
Just as soon as living quarters could be found, Ellen White was determined to take her helpers with her to join Daniels in his revival meetings and spend 2 or 3 months there. Daniels at last found a neat little furnished cottage of 6 rooms that would cost Ellen White only $25 a month, and sent for her. The group made the trip overnight and settled in on Monday, September 26. She was pleased with the climate, and found she was in a beautiful city that reminded her much of Copenhagen, Denmark. The church generously furnished a horse and carriage, Ellen White paying for the care of the horse. She divided her working time between preaching, visiting the church members, and writing. Some of the visiting, because of the neglect of the pastor, was very taxing. Gradually her health improved, and on October 5 she reported that she felt more natural than she had felt during her sickness. And the time came when on 3 consecutive mornings she could write. November 6, 1892, I praise my Heavenly Father for a better night's rest than usual. November 7, 1892, I rested well through the night. November 8, 1892, I slept well through the night. Nearly every day she rode out in the carriage. One Friday she and her companion took their lunch and drove into the hills, where the scenery reminded her of Colorado. Everything was a living green. At noon they ate their lunch under a large tree, then turned homeward to prepare for the Sabbath.